MG, as we get to the pointy end of the NRL and the AFL seasons, it's disappointing because it means that football is coming to an end and we all start to twiddle our thumbs and wonder, what are we going to do with our sporting needs? You know, where are we going to get our sport fix from?
The man's got needs and wants, brother.
You're 100% right. But let's satisfy those needs and wants.
Yes.
By going to this man, Optus analyst and friend of the Rush Hour with MG, Mark Schwarzer, to explain to us what is about to play out in this EPL season that has already gotten underway. Mark, welcome back to the Rush Hour with MG.
How you going, guys?
Fantastic, brother. Where do we find you this morning? Where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm in London at my home, so nice early start for me. Obviously, it's a nice afternoon for you guys, but nice bright and early for me.
Beautiful.
So 10 to 8 in London, is it, at the moment?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, my daughter's there.
Yeah, you're keeping tabs.
I'm keeping tabs.
Yeah, yeah. She hasn't come home from the night out, Mark. She's actually a bit concerned. Mark, now you can...
I'm Liam Neeson.
Oh, jeez. You can watch all of the 2018-2019 Premier League season live on Optus Sport. Optus continues to provide Optus Sport to all Australians at no cost until August 31st this year. You can download the Optus Sport app for the complete coverage of the Premier League. Mark, the season has already gotten underway, but let's start at the top. Who are the contenders for this 2018-2019 Premier League season?
Well, it's almost impossible to look beyond Manchester City. They've been, I wouldn't say they've been at their best as yet, but they still look very formidable. They cruised to victory away at Arsenal on the opening day of the season, and that's without the likes of Kevin De Bruyne, David Silva, not even being in the squad. So that was obviously a big result for them. Liverpool, you know, all the expectation, all the hype after five new signings over the summer, a lot of money spent, and you know, they performed really well in their opening game against West Ham, and could have been a lot higher and won the game also very comfortably 4-0.
My team, I'll say this quietly, West Ham.
Yeah.
West Ham haven't started their season too well, Marco, with a 4-0 drubbing at the hands of Liverpool, who seem like a real contender this year.
Yeah, they do. You know, West Ham, obviously, there's been a lot of changes there. New manager, a lot of new players. That's going to take a little bit of time to gel. Obviously, it's very difficult when you're going to Anfield to play. And you know, you look at Liverpool, you look at the formidable front three in Firmino, Mane and Salah, who you just sort of seem to take off where they left off last season and look excellent on the weekend. And then you add the likes of Keita in midfield and Alisson in goal, the two particular ones that stand out for me. It's a really tough task for any team to go to Anfield, let alone when those guys are all firing, and Liverpool certainly have started the season off with a bang.
Let's quickly look at some of the other teams that are going to be up the top end of the table. Manchester United, Jose Mourinho, is he a good thing for this side? Because the ongoing battles with Paul Pogba and the reputation that he brings with him, is it too much for this Manchester United side?
I wouldn't say it's too much for this Manchester United side. It's more about the individuals, really. I mean, I know Paul Pogba has been saying a lot of things recently since his return from the World Cup, being now a world champion. We know last season Pogba probably concentrated often too much on what was happening off the pitch rather than focusing on his football. He showed at the World Cup by being quiet, by focusing just on playing the game rather than his hairstyle, rather than anything else around it, that he could perform well and obviously became a world champion from it. And at United, I was at the first game of the season. The first 10 minutes, he looked awesome. I just thought, you know, this is a different Paul Pogba. This is the world champion Pogba, and he looked really assured and very, very confident. But then after that, he went back to his old ways of last season. And I just get the feeling that he's angling for a move. He wants to upset Mourinho. He wants to push the right buttons in terms of falling out with him so that he almost forces a move away from Old Trafford. And I mean, I think the most likely destination for him will be Barcelona.
My concern for my team, Mark, Tottenham Hotspurs, who had a great season last year, obviously falling away to Man City, who just took everything. But Tottenham had a great season last year, and yet they've signed nobody of note in this transfer period, which closes at the end of the month. And it looks like Paris Saint-Germain's going to make a huge move for Christian Eriksen.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, everyone was very, very surprised that Tottenham haven't actually brought any players in. You know, you look at the 12, 13 players in that team and that squad, you know, they're up there with the best. But the problem is the over the course of the season, can those guys maintain that level of fitness, that performance? And over the last couple of seasons, they have to a large degree. But then if you have one injury like Harry Kane, who's been out a couple of seasons in a row, they do suffer without him. I mean, Son's now away with the South Korean side and the Asian Games. That's going to be a huge miss. If they were to get an injury like with Harry Kane or Dele Alli, who do they bring in as a replacement? That's always the big problem with Spurs. There's no doubting that quality of that squad of players. But I think also the building of the new stadium has made a massive financial restraint on them. And it's no coincidence that they haven't spent a single penny in this transfer window because of that.
Promotion and relegation always intrigues me in the EPL, and I think it's a really, really, really good system to have. Out of those three teams that have come up from last year, I know when we spoke to you around the World Cup time, you said keep an eye on Iceland, which we did, and they exceeded all expectations. Who out of the three teams that are promoted do you think might cause a little bit of drama for the other teams that are more formidable?
Well, Wolverhampton Wanderers are the one that stand out for me. I mean, they've got a very good side. They started the season reasonably well at home to Everton. Probably a little bit unlucky they didn't win the game, but in the end, more likely a fair result. I just really like Neves from last season in midfield, Moutinho, another midfielder they brought in over the summer from Monaco. Plays for Portugal, is a really good player and seems to have sort of fit into the side really easily and played really well. Wolves are the side that definitely are a bit of a dark horse, and I can see them finishing in the top half of the table. I'm afraid that, for Cardiff, it's going to be a real struggle. And for Fulham, again, they've signed 12 new players, spent over £100 million. Mm. It all comes down to how those guys settle in. I was at their game on the weekend as well, and they just looked like a side that were undercooked. Players hadn't played enough football together.
What's the reception like for you when you go back to Craven Cottage? Mark, you spent so many years there as a player.
Yeah, it's always great. I always get a fantastic reception there. I spent a lot of time there just now on the weekend. Before kickoff, I was about 3 hours. And got a chance to mingle with fans and go to a pub, actually a local pub, and conduct a few interviews with fans. So it was actually a lot of fun, and the reception was really good, and the atmosphere at Craven Cottage is always awesome in the Premier League. And if you ever get a chance to go and watch it, you have to be there.
Is the Michael Jackson statue still there, or has that been moved?
That's one of the most frequently asked questions, and unfortunately for Michael Jackson fans, it's no longer there. Oh. And I think for all football fans, they're delighted.
Michael, beat it, brother.
I made the very quickly. I made the mistake once of MG, coming from Australia, where fans get to mingle with one another and sit amongst each other at football games of any kind. I made the mistake of buying some tickets for a Tottenham Fulham game at Craven Cottage.
Yep,
I bought the tickets online, not really paying attention.
Oh, no, you're in the wrong end.
Yeah. So I turned up at the gate with my wife and my cousin, all of us wearing a bit of Tottenham paraphernalia. Oh. We realised we were walking towards the Tottenham home gate entry. My cousin was frog-marched around the corner and made to throw his scarf in the bin by security. Wow. And we then had to sit down the Fulham home fans' end for the entirety of the game, pretending to support Fulham as Tottenham won the game 2-0. So I learned that mistake. I learned about the English dedication to football the hard way, Mark. But what about the Aussies that are going around this year? We got Aaron Moy at
Huddersfield. Aussie watch.
There's only two of them, Aaron Moy in Huddersfield.
Yep.
And Matt Ryan in goals for Brighton Hove Albion. How are they going to travel this year?
It's tough. It's the guys that, they got promoted, obviously, last season. They did really well to stay in the league. Both of them didn't get off to a good start on the weekend, both losing. It's going to be a struggle again, I think. They've made some investments at the clubs, both Huddersfield and Brighton, and I think again they're going to be one of those. They're going to be those guys that are going to be, fighting all the way to stay in the league. It's tough to get into the Premier League. It's tough to stay there. Now there's a sense of expectation. They've got to back it up again. And, you know, it's going to be a real struggle for them. But, I mean, I'm confident and hopeful that both, you know, both of our Aussie guys stay in the Premier League. It's imperative that we have a presence here. You know, we've had it for the last 15, 20 years, and we need to maintain it. And I think it's only good for the development of the Socceroos that we have guys playing on the highest level.
You spent a bit of time back here in Oz covering the World Cup, obviously for Optus. When you now you're back in your adopted homeland, what's the one thing you miss most from the land down under when you're back in London?
I think, you know, I was staying in Bondi, which was a brilliant place to be at during the World Cup. So it was literally a stone's throw from the beach. That's something I definitely miss. You know, it's a great part of the world to camp out in for 5 weeks. I was a bit of a night owl because of the World Cup, so I really didn't get a chance to really experience it and to really enjoy the whole occasion. But it was still wonderful being there. What I miss, I think it's more so just the fact of being back in Australia, being someone, you know, being in the place where you were born and you grew up, and being so close to the beach. They're probably the things that really stood out for me.
Mark, Daniel Arzani, speaking of the World Cup, he was the wonder kid for the Socceroos. We saw glimpses of what he was capable of in the few minutes that he got on the field. He's been signed by Man City. Where do we actually expect to see him playing his football this season? Is he going to be sent on loan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's all the indications over here that he is going to be sent out on loan. I mean, the most likely destination at the moment is Celtic. That all has seemed to have gone a little bit quiet since the actual signing has occurred. But, you know, obviously, I'm almost certain that he will go out on loan. I can't imagine Manchester City just keeping him there at the club. You know, he's a wonderful talent. We saw it at the World Cup, like you mentioned. What an excitement, what a breath of fresh air for the Socceroos. You know, the most exciting player to come out of the A-League is none of these marquee players. It's about a Daniel Arzani, you know, and we just need him to have the right opportunity to go out on loan and play football. He needs to develop. And, you know, this guy is potentially one of our most exciting Socceroos probably in the last 20 years. So it's imperative that he gets that opportunity to shine on a big stage.
Mark, before we let you go, we appreciate your time. We know it's early morning over there at the moment. I want to get some quick fire predictions for you just so we can really judge your expertise. Who wins the Premier League this year?
Man City. You know, I think Liverpool's going to push them all the way, but I think it's still going to be Man City's title to lose.
Okay, which other three teams join them in the top four?
Liverpool, Chelsea, and I'm going to say Tottenham.
Oh, thanks,
West,
Mark.
West Ham.
Thanks. Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, good on you, Marky. On. What up, mate? Thank you.
All right. Leading goal scorer?
I'm gonna go there again and say it's gonna be that's a really tough one. I think it's gonna be Salah. Mo Salah again.
And lastly, which three teams will unfortunately be relegated?
Unfortunately for my mate at Cardiff in goal, Neil Etheridge, who I might add is the first Asian player to play in the Premier League.
Oh, good
on you. It's going to be a relegation for Cardiff. And then, oh gosh, you put me on the spot, really. I'm going to say Cardiff, and I hope I'm wrong, Fulham, my old club, and I'm going to say Huddersfield, and I'm hoping I'm wrong again because that's be a very unfortunate for Aaron Moy.
Tell you what, no Aussie loyalties there, MG. He's just whack. Appreciate your candor, Mark. It's
be remiss of us to not ask him the question before we let him go about Usain Bolt coming to the A-League, which has got everyone here on the Central Coast buzzing. Marco, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there was a lot of rumours when I was out there post the World Cup about Bolt coming to the A-League, and you know, I'm of the opinion, you know, if a guy's good enough, give him an opportunity and let's see. You know, it doesn't hurt anyone to come and have a trial. People do it all the time. There's never the publicity that sort of follows with someone like Usain Bolt. And, you know, so long as if he's good enough, fine, go and sign him. If he's not good enough, just say thank you very much and move on.
Yep.
I think the publicity that's been gained has been excellent for the game in Australia, but ultimately, you'll be judged on whether the guy is good enough or not. And if they just sign him just based on publicity, then that's the problem, I think.
Yeah, I think we'll agree with that.
Mark Schwarzer, Optus Sport Analyst. You can watch all of the 2018-2019 Premier League season live on Optus Sport. Thank you for your time, Mark. Thank you for getting up early, and best of luck for the season ahead.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Talk soon.